Okay, here we go. Parshas Tisava, month of Adar Aleph. Learning Shmuel and Zchus for Shlema for Baruch Tzvi Berif Kabbat Yisrael. Shor Sot Avah Henach Mordechai Berif Hele Simcha. Shor Sot Sper Leia Bas Chaim Asher. Shor Sot Chai Yisrael. And also Leo Nishmas Ori Bas Noah, the holy 19-year-old Israeli who was killed Achman Al-Tzan on Thursday. And for Orchid Yitzchak Meir Ben Gershon, who's Yortz at Rishosh Chodesh Adar. The first idea comes to us from the Avram Yaakov of Sadi Ger. Pasuk says in the opening pasuk, "Va'ata titzavus b'nei Yisov yuchay le'echa shemin zayi zoch kosis lamar la'alos ner tamid." It says the Knesset Yisroel, who's Rabbi Avram Yaakov of Mitzadigar, says la'alos ner tamid. What's the deeper pshat in these words, lamar la'alos ner tamid? He says at the end of the day, you want to know how to always be la'alos ner. You want to know how to always be growing closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? The candle's always going up. La'alos ner. How do you do it? Tamid. The koyach of tamid. He says, "What's the koyach of tamid?" He says, "It's pasha. Tamid refers to shavisi Hashem le'nayv yisamin." When a person thinks of the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything they do in their lives, it's tamid. The Ribbono Shel Olam is always on his mind, right? I don't know who says this, but they say the Shulchan Aruch starts with tamid, shavisi Hashem le'nayv yisamin, and the end of Aruch Chaim also ends with tamid. Tov le'ev mishta tamid. It's always good to be a little joyous, but to be tamid, to be a tamid Jew, not just a Jew or in shul or in school or when you're in the base of interest, but to be a tamid Jew. So Mordechai Shapiro says in Halo, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. When a Jew is looking to grow, Yosef, Hashem is Al Hashem Aleichem. Hashem says, I want to be next to you. It's the same word of Halos Ner Tamid. You want to be Lahalos Ner? It's Tamid. It's always thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, always looking to grow, always looking to reconnect. Beautiful ideas from Rabbi Avram Yaakov Sadiger and Rav Mordechai Shapiro. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Rabbi Bernard Weinberger. There's a beautiful, beautiful sarm named the Shemen HaTov. Shemen HaTov, a beautiful, beautiful sefer. So Pasuk says in Chavches Dalet, Ve'ela ha-begodim asher yasu choshen ve'efun um'il k'sonos tashpis min sefer. It's all about the big day kahuna. And Rashi tells us on the pshat over here, that the Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes the Gemara, that you're not allowed to take the choshen and efun. They can't be worn separately. The choshen and efun have to be worn together. And the Shemen HaTov wants to know, what's the penimius, what's the deeper idea why the choshen and efun have to be worn together? So the Gemara tells us that the choshen is mechaper for the sin of kilkul hadin, when mistakes in judgment were made. And it says the Gemara says that eifo, what's the eifo mechaper? The eifo is mechaper in avodah zara. Says the Shemitah of a beautiful idea. It says the choshen represents mechaper in the kilkul hadin, that refers to averus ben adam l'chaveiro. The eifo, that refers to avodah zara, that's averus ben adam l'makom, but they have to be worn together. Don't think that you can't have one without the other. Ben Adam l'chaver, ben Adam l'makom, that is at the end of the day, they're totally on each other. We would like to say, Parshas Mishpatim, the end of Mishpatim, when the Malach comes down to split up the blood, or foot in her ass, at the end of Matan Torah, right, Moshe is splitting, throwing half the blood on Klai Yisrael, half the blood on the Mizbech. Why didn't he have to have a Malach come down? It says, Rabbonu Shel wanted to show at Har Sinai that the Ben Adam l'chaver, ben Adam l'makom, they're both equal. When Moshe Rabbeinu threw the blood on Klai Yisrael, it's Ben Adam l'chaver. When he threw the blood on the Mizbech, that was Ben Adam l'Makom. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam show that Moshe Shom Moshe Malach? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to show at the end of the day, the pinnacle of Matan Torah, that they're both equal. And our friend says, that was the galus of the Chavetz Chaim. The galus of the Chavetz Chaim was that the same pen that wrote Hilchos Lashon Hara, Chavetz Chaim, Ben Adam l'Chavero, was the same pen that wrote Mishnah Berurah, was Ben Adam l'Makom. Beautiful, beautiful insights of the Shemen HaTov, with the penimius of the Ephod and the Choshen, why they had to be together, and a beautiful idea from Rav Huttner, Zatzal, that I once heard from Rabbi Shalom Razner Shalita. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. Beautiful insight on the Me'il. The Pasuk says, Chav Ches Lamin Aleph, I see says Me'il, Ha'efel Chilat Cheles, make the Me'il, make sure it's Cheles, Pasal Mebez, V'haya Pi Rosho Besocho. And the opening of it said, shall be folded over within it. And he says at the end of the day, what's the Pneumis, what's the deeper idea, V'haya Pi Rosho Besocho. Safa Yiyad Lepiv, what's going on over here? That should be folded over within it. It's opening, shall have a border all around. What's the deeper idea? It says the Divrei Yisrael, Piv v'libo yeshavin. Rosho besocho. What does this mean? Pi rosho besocho, tocho kibaro. He says, what does it mean? Your head and your inside? He says, at the end of the day, your outside should be your inside, and your inside should be your outside. The Gemara, like the Klezmer Rebbe, like we said from last week, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Gamliel didn't, and Brachas Chavches, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't let anyone, Rabbi Gamliel didn't let anyone into the Beis Midrash, anyone who wasn't sincere on the inside, sincere on the inside or on the outside. That's what the Majid just says. That's the Panemius of this Pasuk, Rosho Besocho, means that a Jew has to be inside and outside a Jew. No matter where he goes, he's doing everything from sincere in a real way, in a genuine way. And I once heard a beautiful idea from the Ben Ish Chai, I think on Nekamar and Brachas, Look at the words Tocho Kiboro. Tocho, the middle letters, the inside, Tocho, are Vav Chav, Chavav, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kiboro, the outside. What are the outside letters of Kiboro? Chavav. That a Jew has to be sincere for the Rabbanu Hashem on the inside and on the outside. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the whole avoda. The whole avoda being a Jew is inside and on the outside. And that's the whole avoda of Amalek. Amalek is to say, no, Kiyad Al Kes Kal, you could be a Jew, you want to be a Jew on learning, you davening, beautiful. But you don't have to be a Jew when you eat, when you daven, when you learn, right? There's no Vav Hei. There's no Vav Hei in this world. The Rabbanu Hashem exists. You exist in Shemaim. No, Amalek. No, Haman. The Rabbanu Hashem exists very much, even in the physical activities. Tochu Kibara, wherever you go, we have the Rabbanu Hashem on our mind. A beautiful insight of Divrei Yisrael, Ben Yishchai. Moving on to idea number 4. Staying within the same Aliyah, Chav Ches, Lamed Hei. Beautiful insight of the Chasam Sofer. The Pasuk says, V'nishma kolu bevoa ala kodesh. And Aaron was supposed to wear the Big Day Kahuna. And it was going to, the bells we're going to hear shall be heard when he goes into to the Kodesh Kodeshim, when he comes out, so then he won't die. Chasam Sofer has a beautiful idea talking about specifically to the leaders of Klal Yisrael. So sometimes the Klal Yisrael leaders have to be humble. Sometimes they have to know when to take a back seat. But at the end of the day, they also have to know sometimes when to step up. And that's what the Pasuk says. V'nishma kol bevoa al Kodesh. Let his voice be heard when he goes into the holy place, meaning when the Torah is under siege, and something's not going right in the right in the community, in the right in the shul, or in the school, or in the neighborhood. At the end of the day, the Rav of the community, not just the Rav, let's say any parent or any Jew has to step up, because at the end of the day, you have to step up for what's right. And that's really the penimis around this pasuk. Aaron the Shars, Nishma Kol Bevoa Al Kodesh. You have to step up. The Rabbanim, or their leaders, or parent, or teacher, or any Jew, you see something that's wrong, you have to say something. If you see something, say something, like they say in America. You can't just be humbled. There's a time to be humble, but there's also a time for a gaiva to kedusha. Right? I think it's from the Kotzker. I'm not sure who says this for. I think it's the Kotzker, but it could be there's others as also. The Gemara tells us that a Jew has to live with two types of attitudes. Bishvili nivra olam and anochi ofa ve'efer. Right? Bishvili nivra olam is gaiva to kedusha. I have to step up for what's right. I know what's something that's right. It's not a time to be humble. There's a time to be humble. Anochi ofa ve'efer. There's a time to be humble, but you have to have one pocket of humility and the same pocket of the guy with the kedusha, right? Like the Gemara tells us, right? We're going to get avera for saying tochacha in the right way. We're also going to get avera for not saying tochacha when we should have said tochacha. We have to know when to be silent and when to step up to the proper balance of what it means to be a Jew. But specifically to remember, to know when to step up for the Rabbanu Hashem. Beautiful insight of the Chasam Sofer, and I think the Kotzker. Moving on to idea number 5. Idea number 5, you don't have to go the next pasuk, mamish. Very interesting in these three out of 4 or 5 psukim. Pasuk Perich Chavches, pasuk Lam Vov. Pasuk says by the Sitz, beautiful insight of the Vilna Gaon. Vasisa Sitz Zohav Tor, Pitachto Allah Pituche Chosen Kodesh Lashem. Make the Sitz of pure gold, and shall grave upon it, Holy Tashem Kodesh Lashem. So the Gra says, the Gra quotes the Gemara in Tainis that tells us there are three keys which were not given to a shliach, but they're always. But these three keys remained under the Rabbanu Hashem's control. What were those three keys? The keys of birth, of chaya, the keys of tcheisa mesim, and the keys of rain, of geshem. And he says that, the Gra says a very interesting thing. The Gra says that we know pesuche, right? Pesuche comes from the verb of patach, to open. So he says, when you want to know what the openings, Pituche Chosem Kodesh Lashem, the word Chosem over here actually applies to those three things from that Gemara. Chosem, it says the Ches is Chaya, like a mother in childbed. Tuf is Tchias HaMesim. And the Mem is Matar for the rain. Kodesh Lashem. These are the three inconsequent for Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're not delivered into the hands of a messenger. They're Ani, they're like we say in Nagara, Ani Hashem V'lo Yadei Malach. Those three things are childbirth, of Tchis HaMesim, and Geshem. And I thought just a very nice idea also that connects with that I saw from the Baal Tanya. The Pasuk says, "Bitachta Allah Pituche Chosem." So Chosem we know is Chasima. He says the Baal Tanya, the Chosem, what's the Rabbanu Shem's, his Chasima is Emes. Emes Chosem HaShal Kadosh Baruch Hu. To be a truthful Jew, to be an Emes to a Jew, Emes, we know those three letters, the Sfarim say, it's the beginning of the Aleph Beis, the Mem is the middle, and Tav is the end. And each one of them has, they have the two legs at the bottom. Right? So the Sheker only has one leg. But end of the day, to realize that Rabbanu Hashem controls everything. Even the Malachim control, but specifically those three things, says the Gra, of childbirth, of Tchis HaMesim, and Geshem. But to be Emes, to acknowledge, to know that Rabbanu Hashem, his Chasima is throughout the world. It's emes Hakadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is emes is mamish throughout the world. Let's reveal these five ideas. Start off the idea from Rabbi Avraham Yaakov of Sariya, Halos Ner Tamid. You know how to be Halos Ner Tamid when you have the koyach of Shivisa Hashem in your tummy. Always looking for the Baruch Hashem. Yosef Hashem Aleichem. The Mordechai Shapiro says Yosef Hashem. You're always looking to grow. Yosef Hashem Aleichem. The Baruch Hashem said, I want to be next to you. The second idea we said from the Shemana Tov, the Rashi, Gemara Rashi quotes that the Eifod and the Choshen have to be together. Why? So the Choshen is Mechaper for the Kilkal Adim, which is Ben Adam Lechaveiro, and the Eifod is Mechaper for Avodah Zarah, which is Ben Adam Lemakom. You can't have one without the other. That's why the Choshen and Eifod always have to be together. You can't be a half Jew. Ben Adam Lechaveiro, yes, Ben Adam Lemakom. No, it's got to be together. And Fritner says that's the godless by the Moshe told us by Matan Torah. He sends the Malach to split up the blood. Why? Because when Moshe split up the blood and put it on Klai Yisrael, it's Benadon L'Chaveiro. Mizbeach is Benadon L'Makom. That's what the Baruch Hashem wanted to show, the significance of both types of mitzvahs. And that was the godless of the Chavetz Chaim, says Rav Werner. The same pen that wrote the Mishnah Berurah, Benadon L'Makom, was the same pen that wrote Chavetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Benadon L'Chaveiro. Moving on to idea number three, we talked about the Divrei Yisrael, about being Tocho Kaboro by the Eifot, by the Me'il, excuse me, by a P. Rosh of Besochel, that your Rosh has to be Besochel, that whatever's coming out of your head, whatever's coming from your head and your heart, it's got to be together, it's got to be in sync, it's got to be real and sincere, inside and outside. That's what Ben Ishchai says, Tocho Kiboro. Look at the middle letters of Tocho, is Chavav, middle, the inner, and Kiboro, Chavav is on the outside, to be Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, on the inside and on the outside. The fourth idea, Chasam Sover told us, that at the end of the day, each one of us, not only but a leader, but a parent, every Jew, in Ishmael Kol B'Vol HaKodesh, we have to know when to step up and have that Gaiva to Kedusha, like the Kutzker. I think the Kutzker said, we have to live with these two things. Bishvili Nivra Olam, Anochi off of Eifer, the Gemara says that. Bishvili Nivra Olam, first the Gaiva to Kedusha, Anochi off of Eifer, first one to be humble, to have the proper balance, when to step up and also when to be quiet. And finally, the fifth and final idea was from the Vilna Gaon, the Chosim Kodesh Hashem, the three things the Gemara tells us in Tainis and Bezam and Aleph, the three things that the Rabbon Hashem doesn't. To go through a malach, right? That's tchias and mes. Excuse me, that is childbirth, tchias and mes, and geshem, and that's that exactly what's hinted to in, over here. Chosim is chesis for chaya, tefas for tchias and mes, and mimis for mutter. He said the Baal Tani says that the pituch chosim chodesh Hashem, chosim is the Rabbon Hashem's chosim is emes. To know that Rabban Hashem controls the entire world, to me, embassy to know that Rabban Hashem controls everything. We should be Zohar Bez Hashem to take these ideas, to always be growing, never be satisfied. And even when Malik says that little humming in our voice says, it's okay, you learned a little bit today. No, to always be growing, to always be striving, to know Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Chaver, the Galus of both, and that's really the whole essence of Purim. We'll talk about that another time, to be sincere inside and outside. Bez Hashem, to have the proper balance of Gaiva and Anova. And Bez Hashem to always be emistic and to know that Rabban Hashem controls everything, but specifically those three things that Rabban Hashem always controls, but he truly controls everything. We should be Zohar Bez Hashem to take these ideas into heart, and Bez Hashem live by them, and Shlech.